Well, they just kind of gave this thing to Kenyon Green. No competition. Kendrick Green is not competition. They just gave this thing, Juice Scruggs. They just said, hey, man, we're in an all-year season with C.J. Stroud, and we're going to go rookie center, basically rookie center, who didn't play there at all last year, and a guy that was injured last year that it felt like a part of it was, hey, man, find your football self, too. Change your body. Change your body. And they went there with no competition. Those guys had the jobs given to them. Kamari Lassiter, no competition. Gave him the gig. Hey, Jalen Petrie, we're going to have you cover. You're going to be a slot cover. We got, like, we'll do that. When you look at a lot of the decisions, look at a lot of the draft and all that, as that's coming up, as you see some of the issues, to me, I think it starts at the top with those guys, because the Texans in an all-in year went and got, we called a luxury almost, in Stephon Diggs, instead of addressing what the number one issue was with last year's team, which was the offensive line. There was nothing new that they addressed there. Not to mention they gave more money to Tunsil 2 years ago. They gave more money to Titus Howard a couple of years ago. They gave more money to Shaq Mason. Like, a lot of this starts.
Hit the money sign again.
Up at the very top with the decisions they made to put the Texans in this situation in an all-in season. The stuff that they went out and grabbed in an all-in season and didn't really look at or address, or at least what they had evaluated, was we are good up front. We are good up front. Second corner, man, get that, man. We are good with Petrie in the slot. We're good with Kamari Latch. We are good, and didn't even have competition for those guys. So to me, before we get to that stuff, and those guys deserve blame. Bobby Slowick has gotten worse and worse. It just looks lost.
They do not deserve brain.
Did I say brain?
For
no.
The record, they don't deserve that.
No,
this week.
They
not
deserve,
this week. Not
sorry,
this week.
They deserve brain, too. Yes, they do. Everybody deserves a little brain.
No matter what the record
but they
is.
Deserve. No, yeah, man, Bobby Dempster needs it. They deserve. Maybe that might help him.
Maybe that's the problem,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, man. Maybe they need to get a little nasty. I'm sorry, guys. It's Friday. I've had a margarita.
That killed me.
A little brain there, guys. But they deserve their blame and brain, but it starts right there, because this is what Slowick was given. Like, how could they say all in year C.J. Stroud, our quarterback, man? Kenyon Green, no comp. You good. You good? They didn't have any evidence of him being able to play on the field.
Yeah, there's no doubt it's been a rough week for Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans, because we know they're in the personnel game together.
Yep.
And to your point, it starts up front. I mean, it's not been good, and the fact that you don't have anybody to turn to when either injuries hit or obviously poor play consistently over a month's plus span, you don't have anybody to turn to that you trust. And, you know, look, I mean, people will talk about Patterson. Well, Patterson went in there and just unfortunately got hurt. Patterson's a center. Patterson's not
a sixth-round center.
Yeah, he's not a backup guard. That was a Band-Aid for the moment, and it worked for one drive. Everybody relax. Like, that's not the answer. That was never going to last. And so, yeah, that's one thing with this football team. It happened really fast for D'Amico Ryans from a rebuild perspective. And the depth is absolutely an issue for this football team. And so when you see a guy get injured, or you see a guy that's not playing well, in this case, talking about the offensive line, there's multiple guys not playing well, there's going to be a lack of answers to that, right? The question now for me is, because beyond the guys that were unproven, that were handed jobs, you've got guys that you've highly paid that aren't playing well, which is, again, Titus Howard, Titus Howard, Laremy Tunsil,
Shaq Mason,
Dalton Schultz. I mean, you've got a good few people that just aren't quite.
Forgot about Dalton.
Ain't quite getting it done. To me, look, you make mistakes. You miss on guys, whether it's draft pick or second contracts. But how do you respond? And there's two responses here. Like, to me, this is the time for D'Amico Ryans to put his foot down. And I'm not talking about put your foot down on Kenyon Green. That does absolutely nothing. And I'm not talking about putting your foot down on Kendrick Green. That ain't going to do nothing for nobody. Yeah. There's got to be some accountability for the entire offensive line. And it starts with the highest paid guy on the football team. That's the left tackle. And I'm not even talking about accountability of let's practice throughout the week. I'm just talking accountability of have a little bit of pride. This is your unit. There's a lot of money and draft picks that are invested. And last year you couldn't run the ball, and now you're the worst pass protecting team damn near in the league. Like, have a little bit of pride and let's get this thing right, and let's get beyond, are you going to practice on Wednesday, and let you start holding some guys accountable and setting a standard and playing up to your ceiling or above your ceiling, and let's move the needle for this entire crowd, right? That to me, that's where it starts. And I'm not singling out Laramie Tunsil for any other reason other than that guy's the most powerful guy in that room. And if you want to really move the needle and improve play and change the habits of these guys, it's got to start with him. You can't. Kenyon Green gets benched, and Kenyon Green's going to be held accountable. That's in no way, shape, or form going to impact Titus Howard, Laramie Tunsil, Shaq Mason, hell, Juice Scruggs. They don't care. And you're like, that's not the answer. So D'Amico Ryans has got to start putting his foot down and holding some dudes accountable on the offensive side of the football, and stop cherry picking the guys that you know is not going to give you really any pushback whatsoever. That to me, that's where this thing starts and has to. And by the way, look. Again, I'm not Bobby Slowick. To me, is a good OC. Bobby Slowick's he's had a rough stretch here, but Bobby Slowick's a good OC. But I can say that and also acknowledge the shortcomings and the struggles.
Yeah, he deserves.
Well, D'Amico Ryans needs to put his foot on Bobby Slowick's too. I mean, at the end of the day, like, hey Bobby, man, the lack of adjustments, and I'm not even talking about at halftime. I'm just talking about in a season where we've seen three games of 45-plus, 50-plus, 50-plus pass rush win rate, like win rate, whatever, the pressure rate on C.J. Stroud.